New York's Mayor Bloomberg hits a new political anti-aviation low. Will Florida's Lakeland Linder Regional Tower be among those sequestered? And Beechcraft challenges the Air Force again. This is Aero News for Monday, March 11th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has hit a new low among those politicians who lately seem to have zeroed in on the biz jet industry as the root of all evil in the world and the cause of our nation's economic crisis. On a recent radio interview, Bloomberg, who is one of the richest guys in the world, said, quote, "You can arrive in your private jet at Kennedy Airport, take a private limousine, and go straight to the shelter system, walk in the door, and we've got to give you shelter. That's what the law is. I didn't write the law," end quote. Well, now, fortunately, even homeless rights advocates aren't buying this extraordinary level of hyperbole. Patrick Marquis of the Coalition for the Homeless replied that, quote, "It's pretty ludicrous to claim that there are people flying in private jets and taking private limos to the shelter system. He didn't seem to want to take responsibility for the fact that there are more than 50,000 people sleeping in city shelters, including 21,000 children," end quote. Mayor Bloomberg has chosen, it seems, without reason, to attack an industry that is engulfed in the layoffs of tens of thousands, multiple bankruptcies, mergers, and shutdowns, rather than to simply engage in an examination of the real issues that this country needs to address. The FAA says impact on local communities will not affect the agency's decision to close any tower. Therefore, Florida's Lakeland Linder Regional Airport Tower finds itself facing possible closure because of the effects of sequestration. Lakeland, of course, is home to the annual Sun and Fun fly-in, but closure of the tower would not necessarily mean there would be no air traffic control for the early April event. The Ledger newspaper reports that, according to a source at the FAA, towers at airports like Lakeland would be shuttered on April the 7th, just 2 days before the scheduled opening of the air show and fly-in. Sun and Fun president John Lienhouts told the paper that private controllers will be hired if the FAA pulls their personnel out of the tower. He said that the public would not know the difference. But, he said, hiring the controllers would cut into the proceeds of the show, which is normally used to offer scholarships and grants to schools in Polk County, Florida. The FAA says negative impact on the national interest is the only criterion that could impact a tower closure that falls below the selected activity threshold. A decision on closing Lakeland is due on or before March the 18th. As we previously reported, Beechcraft has, without much surprise, formally protested to the U.S. Government Accountability Office the United States Air Force's award of the light air support contract to its Brazilian competitor, Embraer. Beechcraft states that an estimated 1,400 jobs in Kansas and other states are in jeopardy as a result of the Air Force decision. Beechcraft says they can't understand the award going to Embraer when the Air Force rated their aircraft as exceptional and confirmed they were the lower-cost solution. Embraer, however, is not going to fold their tents and silently steal away. In a statement, the company says their Super Tucano A-29 also received an exceptional rating and countered Beechcraft by noting the aircraft will be built in Jacksonville, Florida, supporting more than 1,400 American jobs, reflecting both the large U.S. supplier base. More than 100 companies will supply parts and services for the A-29 Super Tucano, and new jobs that will be created by SNC and Embraer. The Air Force has once before awarded the LAS contract to Embraer and SNC. Beechcraft challenged that award and won, causing this latest renewed controversy. A 21-year-old woman who has been training as an apprentice for more than 2 years at the Airbus plant in Saint-Nazaire has received the annual Meilleurs Apprentices de France, that is the Best Apprentice in France, competition. Sandy Baudet has been awarded the gold medal for Best Apprentice Aircraft Mechanic Airframes, which she received at the French Senate on March the 6th, just a few days before International Women's Day. Baudet works on the structural assembly of the nose cone of the Airbus's emblematic aircraft, the A380, as a structure fitter. Encouraged by her tutor, she took part in the 2012 edition of the competition. Baudet remains modest about her success, though, explaining she was initially going to take a literature baccalaureate degree when she really wanted to do something more technically oriented, where she could work with her hands, saying, quote, "My father, who also works at Airbus on the A320, never thought that one day I would follow in his footsteps." She sees nothing unusual about women working on the shop floor, by the way, saying, quote, "There are 10 other women working in the same sector as me," end quote. When Aero News continues, NASA is on schedule to test the Orion in space. The Sport Cub XP, will it float? And United, the airline that cares.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, March 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The first spacecraft NASA has designed to fly astronauts beyond Earth orbit since the Apollo era is well on its way to making a first test flight next year, agency officials announced recently. The mission is planned for launch in September 2014 and will see an Orion capsule orbit Earth without a crew and return through the atmosphere at speeds unseen since astronauts last returned from the moon in 1972. Exploration Flight Test 1 will be the first chance engineers get to test Orion's design in space. Flying atop a United Launch Alliance Delta IV rocket, the spacecraft will be pressurized as it would be if astronauts were on board. It will orbit the Earth twice on a track that will take it more than 3,600 miles above us, about 15 times higher than the International Space Station. From that height, Orion will be steered to a re-entry at speeds of about 20,000 miles per hour, slamming into the atmosphere to test whether the heat shield will protect the spacecraft adequately. Orion will launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida and will land under parachutes in the Pacific Ocean. Marietta, Georgia-based SWT Aviation is working diligently toward a planned first flight of its Sport Cub XP float plane sometime soon in Central Florida. John Moreland, the company's Florida sales rep, tells A&N that after some refinements to the landing gear advisory system, taxi tests have been underway this past week. He said the aircraft is very stable on the Meade floats, quote, which is what we expected since this Sport Cub installation is almost identical to our previous Carbon Cub installation, end quote. Moreland says his preference is for a day of light winds and very light chop, quote, so as to best have an initial look at the way the floats handle on the water, end quote. Moreland added that they don't expect any problems because the Meade 1430A float system has flown before and proven to be a stable and strong float. A passenger on a United flight found that sometimes airlines really do care. Kerry Drake got a call on January 24th that his critically ill mother was dying. He immediately booked a flight from San Francisco to Lubbock, Texas, in an effort to see her one final time. But the way the schedules worked, there was only a 40-minute window available for Drake to make his connection in Houston, and his connecting flight was the last one of the day. When the flight from SFO was delayed, he thought he'd missed his chance to see his mother, but CNN reports that as he emotionally related his plight to the flight attendants, they promised they would see what they could do and told the captain. On the ground in Houston and racing through the airport, he was about 20 yards from the jetway when he heard a gate agent say, quote, "Mr. Drake, we've been expecting you," end quote. Well, it seems the captain of the flight from SFO to Houston had radioed ahead, and the crew held the plane to Lubbock so that Mr. Drake could be on the flight. CNN reports that Drake did manage to see his mother before she died. A great story in an era where airline competition is fierce and flight crews are evaluated based in part on their on-time performance. Well done, United. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.